We'll go ahead and get started. I mean, I think, as I said yesterday, it's the thing about it is I'm really disappointed for our guys to not put enough good plays there to finish the football game out and get the win. Fought their butts off. A lot of positive things in the game. The defense saw some different things, settled down, and began to play them pretty well in the second half. Our Achilles heel was, you know, as we could tell after the game, was third down on both sides. And you have to prevent them from marching the field by winning on third down defensively. And you want to have more opportunities to score more points by winning on third down more often on offense. And I think that's it's got to be a key point, a key emphasis for us.
Is there an answer? I know you're always working for one, or maybe can you look at what's been happening and pinpoint some things that just...
Well, as we, you know, are you talking, which are you talking, offense or defense?
Either or. I mean, is there...
Well, you ask your question. I'm not going to ask your question for you, because I'll go upstairs.
Because it seems like whether it's in a situation you like, whether it's a pass rush situation, third and longer, or even a third and 2-3, where they get it, you know, as Carlos would say, like by an inch, you know, by a helmet sticker.
Well, I think those things are things where, you know, I think number one, understanding the situation, the 11 guys, whoever's at the point of attack, and winning your opportunity. And, you know, we had a third and one yesterday. It's more of kind of a passing situation, but literally a third and one, it's likely not. And so understand that, and everybody get to the right spots, and maybe the back doesn't fall forward for the first down. And I think it's important things is everybody always understanding being on the same page and then executing whatever front coverage or pressure that Paul has called.
So then I guess offensively, it's more often than not third and longer as opposed to being third and
well, it's been third and three, third and three, third and four, and third and five, I think at one point, you know, three times yesterday and maybe a third and six in there as well. So those are all things that obviously, you know, are manageable and things that you got to be able to convert. And I think we have to keep looking at how we're doing them, you know, what we're doing with them and how we get them better converted and understand, you know, maybe that part of that day, how we're getting defended as well, I think is important as well, too, and the adjustments that need to be made within the scope of whether it's the play calling, formationally, whatever we need to do in order to give us a better opportunity to convert those.
The last couple weeks, obviously, your defense has been out there a lot. You've had the play differentials really big, time of possession, all that. Do you feel like there's anywhere that is wearing on them?
Well, they have, it does wear you, but the only way to get off the field is either take the ball away or win on third down. You know, I mean, that's the only thing that's controllable. And, you know, that's what happens.
Yesterday, as the game wore on with all those plays, you know, you're down with injury and Montez not being available, guys injured back end, you know. And, I mean, the guys really had to, you know, some young guys had to suck it up and go out there and play. How'd they do for you?
Well, we didn't do as well as we need to. We didn't win the game, Dave. I mean, no matter who's in there. You know, we got to be able to execute and get things done. And obviously, we can't. You know, we allowed a completions or penalties and those things. That's the same thing. So again, our execution was not of a winning standard. Emily told me she was aware of the report, but no, I'm not, you know, again, everybody always feels like they're, you know, again, the officials have a job to do. And I've explained this to Vontez. He understands that. And they have a job to do, and they're going to separate players. If players are in a situation where they're there, that's not what this is about. where the NFL should be. And so get back to the huddle and get going. And that's the most important thing. We don't need to jaw with anyone after the play, any of the players. And so that's important. But I'm unaware of, it would shock me if those things occur. I know on occasion supposedly they have, but again, that would shock me.
Pre-game news with Jeremy's season being ended. Jeremy Hill, what went into that? I guess it was this, he thought he was injured, the walkthrough before Jacksonville.
It's practice.
The practice before Jacksonville. Can you just elaborate what happened?
Jeremy thinks he needs to have ankle surgery.
Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, I think I would be a running back that. I think he's consulted a couple physicians. Both said that this could something that could wait until after the season, and he just felt like it was causing him too much discomfort.
Is something, because he had said when he met with us that he'd been kind of dealing with it a little bit, but no injury report thing. Again, was it something you guys were aware of, or something he was just trying to play through that?
Well, I don't think he had any instance of it since this August when he got, he rolled his ankle in training camp or whatever it was, training camp or the warm-ups in the game. I can't remember when it was, one of those times in the preseason, but that's the only instance he had this fall.
Going forward, two very good running backs, but still just two. Are you going to have to look or think of?
We'll address that as we move forward now that his situation has been clarified.
Knowing he was going to have to play as opposed to maybe last week, kind of a sudden change with Pat being hurt, how did you feel he performed?
I think it was, really a good opportunity for him to get in there and play and do, and something he can keep building upon and grow upon. And I think that's good. That was probably his most snaps he's had. And that was, against – that group of offensive people was good.
Tupou got some snaps as well. Big guy with pretty good ballast and balance. How did he look?
You evaluating the tape, Dave?
Well,
he's got work to do.
Yeah. So they didn't really hurt you with running him inside, though. They got to the perimeter and made the adjustments like you talked about, but inside it seemed like.
Well, we didn't play well enough. The quarterback, ran for 50 yards, and they had about another 50 yards on different kinds of 40 or 50 yards on different kind of outside different plays that came off the option football. So, when we adjusted the things and everybody got on their responsibility, we did much better. But we saw some different looks early in the game, and so they had to come over and everybody see it through the same eyes and get it adjusted, and then settle down and played it pretty well. But we didn't play it well to start the game.